This is Sunny 101.5, 740.
Sunny 101.5 with Jack, Steve, and Tracy's Life Hacks.
It continues.
It continues.
This one's actually a decent one.
Yeah.
Let me open it up. And I don't know if it's true or not, but Jack, I'm sure your grandkids will love this one.
What?
They ever come over and they, you know, Meg does not use cough drops. I do. Like, if I have a sore throat and I got to go to work, the first thing I do is run to 7-Eleven or gas station and say, where are your cough drops? And buy one of every flavor and I'll have it on my desk forever.
Okay.
But the next time you have
You know what? Now that you mention that, I have noticed that on your desk. Yes. Yeah,
there's that. There's some ghost pepper chips.
Yeah.
Twizzlers. Jackie's.
You had a lot of Twizzlers.
Yeah, go ahead.
It's like the bulk amount of Twizzlers.
Yeah, that's for us to enjoy. But next time you have a bad sore throat, try eating marshmallows.
Really?
No kidding. That's what it says. So I am curious. I'm sure, like I said, I'm sure your grandkids will go, I have a sore throat, Papa. Mm-hmm. Well, you know where the marshmallows are. It doesn't sound like you have a sore throat. No, it is.
We didn't say s'mores. We said
a s'more throat.
Yeah.
I have a s'more throat. No, it's actually a bad sore throat. I don't know. Maybe it coats it or.
Got me. I don't know.
There you go.
Never would have picked that one. Okay.
Well, my life hack is actually courtesy of listener Rhonda, who called, and I think this is a great idea, too, that I will use. You know, with two golden retrievers.
Especially with dogs,
you get a lot of hair.
A lot of hair,
a lot of shedding.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, sometimes the sweeper gets clogged up. Obviously, all that hair gets stuck on the roller.
Mm-hmm.
Well, she mentioned, and usually, you know, I'm sitting there with scissors or whatever, but to use a seam ripper to pull that hair out of the sweeper
seam ripper
roll.
Or envelope opener.
Yeah, that's right.
That thing,
an envelope ripper.
Yeah.
So, yeah, great way to pick that out of there and get back to sweeping mounds and mounds of dog hair very quickly.
Thank you, Rhonda, for that
life
hack.
Thank you, Rhonda.
I've done this. In my time, I have put together a ton of build-it-yourself furniture.
Yeah, he's always at that Home Depot for the kids where they make the little birdhouses. There's Jack.
Yeah, I have built in my time plenty.
Is easier than others.
And overall, the instructions are pretty helpful. Well, they're real helpful, actually.
If they include them.
But to help in the overall, if you want to don't spend hours, it has to do with all the screws and nails and the fasteners. Get yourself an ice cube tray or a muffin tin and separate all the screws, nails, and fasteners and put them in there, each little container. That way you won't get, you know, you won't have stuff all over the floor trying to figure out, does this screw go in here? Where's A at? Where's B?
Mm-hmm.
You do it that, and this will make the job a lot
awesome.
Easier. Yeah. How about that? Well, I haven't made one in a while, and I wish I would have discovered that like 10 years ago.
Jack, Steve, and Tracy's Life Hacks. Making life just a bit easier. 101.5.